love how you talk about rubble and success. I mean, you know, anybody can wear a leather jacket and ride a motorcycle. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be successful. But if you can be both an appropriate rebel or an inappropriate rebel and find a path to success with that, that's a powerful thing. Tell me about the book. Tell me about what you see that's going to be in it.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. It's kind of a cool, catchy title. So whenever I talk about it, it's kind of fun to see the reaction that people say, wow, rebel success. Okay, what's this about? So it's really about how to choose the unconventional for exceptional results. Oh. So I truly believe that so many of the things that we need solutions for, ideas for, so many of our problems in business and society, the solutions exist, right? Mm-hmm. But people, we don't have the environment, we don't have the skills, and we don't have leaders who can help us take those ideas that are very it's easy to be conventional. It's easy to do what everybody else does. It's hard to speak up with that idea that people say, what are you talking about? Where'd that come from? You know, so it's really, it's hard to do that. And so Rebel Success for Leaders is really about how do we do this? It's really about showing people it can be done. It's showing them that it's the way to be successful. If we keep doing the same thing we've done forever, we're not going to get to any of these solutions for new problems.
Absolutely. Well, I think we see so much disruption going on in the world from people who really are rebellious, people who look at whole entire industry or a section of an industry or a section of their company and say, this could be better, this could be different, this could be more helpful to our demographic or our psychographic or to the world. And those people are all rebels who find a way to be successful.